Burns and Allen in the comedy Rabbit Hunting.
We join the Burnses today. We find them in a downtown department store taking advantage of a February clearance sale.
Well, I'm
oh, these clearance sales are wonderful places to save money, George.
Yeah, I guess so. What do you need?
Oh, just little odds and ends. Do you want to get some things for me while I look at bath towels?
Sure.
All right. Here's a pencil. Make a list.
Okay.
A sink strainer.
Sink strainer.
A paring knife.
Paring knife.
Pot holders. Floor wax.
Floor wax.
Mink coat. Potato masher.
Wait a minute.
Dish rag.
Wait a minute.
Paper towel.
Hold it. How did a mink coat get in there?
Oh, you noticed it, huh?
Yeah, I noticed it.
Oh, well, I thought if I buried it in the middle of the list, you might buy it before you realized it. forget it, huh?
Forget it, yeah.
Well, is it all right if I get an old beat-up second-hand mink coat?
A second-hand mink coat?
Yes. I'll be about the 15th to wear it.
Who wore it before?
14 minks.
Tracy, I wasn't born yesterday. What do you take me for?
A mink coat, I hope.
Well, forget it. Now, let's buy those other items on the list. How many pot holders do you need?
14.
What kind?
Mink. I'll sew them together.
I said forget the mink coat.
All right, dear.
Now, where shall we go first?
The fur department. I want to make a phone call.
Make it from here.
But up there, I can make it for nothing.
Really?
Well, sure. You get a free call with every mink coat.
Gracie, you're not getting me into the fur department. Now, let's go on the elevator and we'll do our shopping.
Going up. Step back in the car, please.
Where are the kitchen utensils?
Kitchenware's on the fourth floor. Step back in the car, please.
We're packed in here like sardines now.
Yeah, and my back itches. Would you scratch it for me, George?
Sure. There. How does that feel?
Fine, only a little to the left.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got the wrong bag. There, how is that?
Fresh.
Again, I missed.
George, my back still itches.
I'll try once more.
Oh, that feels wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome, lady.
You did it? Then whose back am I scratching?
Mine, and take it easy. Your nails are very sharp.
Start the elevator, will you?
Second floor, ladies' shoes, hats, gloves, and dresses. Going up. Third floor, ladies' fur coats.
Oh, I think I'm going to faint. Quick, George, take me off the elevator.
Faint on the next floor. That's kitchenware.
Out.
No, you're not. You're staying right here.
Sir, your wife has fainted.
You mind your own business.
Are you just going to stand there with an unconscious wife?
Why not? I've been doing it for 14 years.
You carry her off this elevator or they'll be carrying you off.
Okay.
Try a piggyback.
Never mind. I got her now. One side, folks.
My goodness, what's happened?
This lady fainted.
Oh, where am I?
You're in the fur department. Shall I throw some water on you?
No, just throw a mink coat on me.
Okay, Gracie, you tricked me into the fur department, but you're still not getting a fur coat.
You're just in time to see our fashion show. The models will parade by here in all our latest fur creations.
We're not interested. We're just leaving.
And then they remove the furs and model dresses.
Sorry, we're in an awful hurry.
And then they remove the dresses and model lingerie.
I guess we can stay a few minutes. Have them hurry with the fur show.
Here comes the first model. This is lovely Siberia Kalinsky.
How do you do, Miss Kalinsky?
Kalinsky is the name of the fur.
Oh.
However, if you're the friendly type, the second model is Gloria Perkins.
Oh, that Perkins fur is lovely.
Perkins is the name of the model. Oh, now, this next one is Broadtail.
That's nice fur.
And here's a perfectly divine number. Note the full sleeves at extreme length. It took 12 beavers to make this coat.
Really? How long did it take them?
The beavers contributed their skin.
Well, it's beautiful. Oh, and it feels so soft.
Gracie, get your hands off the coat.
Oh, I just want to stroke it, George. I won't hurt it, George. I just want to stroke it.
Take it easy,
George.
Lenny. Take it easy. You know, this is awfully pretty. Maybe I was hasty about not getting you a fur coat. How much is this coat, miss?
Only $4,300.
Miss, you know that water you were going to throw on me?
Yes.
Well, you better throw it on my husband. He's fainted.
Now, Gracie, ever since you got me home from the store, you've been after a fur coat. The answer is still no. Oh, now you're turning on the tears, huh? Suppose I'm a brute. Suppose I treat you like a dog.
No, you don't.
Of course not.
A dog has a fur coat.
Oh, stop.
Everyone has a fur coat but me. Cats have fur. Rabbits have fur. Even you have three hairs on your chest.
Gracie, if you
think
don't...
Think of my health. Buy me a fur coat so I won't have to go around shivering in the snow.
It doesn't snow in Los Angeles.
Then buy me a fur coat and a ticket to New York.
I refuse to discuss it any further.
Well, I read in the paper about a woman who caught pneumonia just because she didn't have a fur coat. Caught pneumonia and died. Better have your black suit pressed, George. George, marry again, but not too soon. Remember me a while. And, George, take my insurance money and buy yourself a fur coat. I don't want you to go the way I'm going. Forget it.
I'll go get lunch ready.
All right, dear.
What a woman I married. Oh, well, it's better than doing a skating act. Come in.
Howdy, little man.
Oh, hello, Mr. Judson.
Say, I wish I had some of that Texas oil money of yours. Gracie wants a fur coat.
Why, shucks, down home I got one for my wife and it didn't cost me nothing. I just went out in the woods and shot some rabbits.
And you made her a coat?
Yep, beautiful mink coat.
Mr. Judson, you can't make a mink coat out of rabbit fur.
These was Texas rabbits.
Oh, I forgot, everything is better in Texas.
You bet your life. Why, Texas is better than the other 47 states put together.
I'm surprised you admit that there are other states.
Oh, why, sure. Them 47 states are the USA.
Right.
The United Suburbs of Amarillo.
Mr. Judson, USA means United States of America.
Yankee propaganda.
I guess so.
Now, you do what I done and shoot your wife a fur coat. Of course, it was easy for me because I'm a dead shot. I just drawed a bead and plugged that rabbit four times.
Well, if you're such a good shot, why did you have to plug it four times?
I done it a purpose. I knew I was going to make a coat out of it, so I shot in the buttonholes.
Now, take it easy.
Why, man, where I come from, that's just ordinary shooting. We got fellas in Texas can shoot the yolk out of an egg without touching the white.
Mr. Judson.
That's why they sent all the soldiers down there to be trained. During the war, that state was just full of happy sacks.
Happy sacks? Don't you mean sad sacks?
In Texas?
Oh, they're happy in Texas. Oh, I lost my head.
Mr. Judson.
Howdy, little lady. Say, I was just telling your husband how I went hunting and got enough animals to make my wife a fur coat.
Why, that's a wonderful idea. George can do that, too. How did you get them, Mr. Judson?
I knocked them over with my Remington.
Oh, hit them on the head with a typewriter, huh?
Hit them on the head with a...
Listen, Gracie, just because Mr. Judson shot a fur coat for his wife doesn't mean I can do it.
Well, why not?
Well, he's good. That guy can shoot a rabbit blindfolded.
Well, so could you if you saw a blindfolded rabbit.
Suppose I shot a couple of rabbits. Would you be satisfied with a rabbit coat?
George, I'd rather have a rabbit coat from you than a mink from Sax.
Really?
Can I have a mink from Sax?
No.
I'd rather have a rabbit from you.
I say, well, thanks. Come in.
Hello, Gracie. Hello, Joe.
Oh, hiya, Dr.
Miller. Oh, Dr. Miller, I'm so glad you're here. You're a psychiatrist. Now, maybe you can reason with George.
What about?
Well, I could have a fur coat if he'd go out in the woods and get the rabbits, but he doesn't think he can.
Why, of course you can, George. It's the law of nature that man should wear the skins of animals because he's more intelligent.
Yeah, huh?
Certainly. That's why Gracie can wear a rabbit skin coat. If the rabbit was smarter than Gracie, it would wear a Gracie skin coat.
I never thought of it that way. Hey, a hunting trip might be fun. Would you like to come along, Doc?
Oh, I'd love to. I've got a wonderful shotgun, new automatic type. You just insert a magazine.
Oh, isn't it wonderful? You can hunt and read at the same time.
What are you thinking about, Doc?
I'm just wondering how a rabbit would look in a Gracie skin coat.
I see what you mean. Come in.
Hello, all.
Oh, hello, Meredith.
Hiya, Mayor. Would you like to go hunting with Doc Miller and me?
Oh, you bet I would, George. As a boy back in Mason City, Iowa, I used to take the shotgun and head for the woods every Saturday with Sport trotting by my side.
Oh, good, good.
I can still hear Papa's tender farewell. Be careful and don't shoot yourself, son. Those shells cost money. Look, Meredith. George, would you like to hear an exciting thing that happened to Sport and me one day?
No.
Well, sir, we were hiking through the woods. Sport was frisking about, licking my hand, when suddenly he stumbled upon a rattlesnake. With a startled cry, he yelled, "Meredith, save me from the reptile." Well, sir...
Wait a minute.
Your dog said that? Well, Sport isn't a dog. He's my brother. Well, sir, you said he was licking your hand. Yeah, I've been eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
dear. Goodbye, Mary.
George, you don't wish to hear the finish of my story?
No.
Very well. I'll plan on going hunting with you.
Good, and you don't have to worry about shooting yourself. I'll pay for the show.
Thank you. Goodbye, all.
Goodbye, all. What are you thinking about, Doc?
There goes another skin for the rabbits.
Yeah, that puts them two up on us.
Well, perhaps we can even the score on this hunting trip, huh?
Well, why don't you invite Mr. Judson and Bill Goodwin to go along?
Oh, good idea. I'll bet that Judson's a crack shot.
Oh, not as good as George. I remember the time George went hunting with a bird dog, a pointer, and a setter at his heels, and a big sack over his shoulder to carry the game in. He only fired 3 shots, but when he got home, that sack was full.
What was in it?
Bird dog, a pointer, and a setter.
I can't understand how that happened. I've got eyes like a hawk. Why, I'll bet I could take a gun and put a bullet right in the middle of that mouse hole.
What mouse hole?
Right there in the corner.
That's the fireplace.
Well, Doc, my car is at the garage being tuned up. While I go after it, you call the other fellas.
Your car's all ready, Mr. Burns. Look at the way I tuned up that motor.
Swell, swell. I'm going on a hunting trip this afternoon, and... Wait a minute. You're the fellow who's been giving me trouble for weeks now. You always had a different job, and you always lose your temper.
Only because I was a poor, frustrated soul, pushed into jobs where I didn't belong by the fickle finger of fate.
I see.
But now that I'm a mechanic, I do things that really help people.
Good.
Why, I ground your valves. I scraped your carbon. If you want me to, I'll adjust your gasket.
No, my gasket is fine.
I'm so happy with this job.
Glad to hear it. Let's have my keys, please.
Being a mechanic has taught me a lot about life, too. Life is a piece of machinery, and we're all parts of it. Some of us are cogwheels, some of us are spark plugs, and some of us are just nuts.
That you are.
I'm so happy with this job.
Please, my keys.
I put this engine in tip-top condition. When you drive off, it'll surge with power.
Good, 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 good. Let's have the keys.
You'll be able to pass everything on the road. You'll go by another. You'll go by another.
Okay. Right by everything. Now give me the keys.
I'm so happy with this job. I can see you now zooming along faster and faster. 50, 60, 70, 80, 90.
Wait a minute. Driving that fast is very dangerous.
I won't drive fast. Give me the keys. I'll drive
fast. You might lose control. You'll skid. You'll go off the road.
I'll go 5 miles an hour. The keys.
You'll crash into a tree and be thrown out of the car. You'll land on your head and get a concussion.
I'll ride a bicycle. The keys.
You may recover, but for the rest of your life, you'll have blinding headaches. And all because the garage made me tune up this motor.
I'll use skates. My keys.
Well, I want no part of it. I'll quit this lousy job.
Please, let me have the keys.
And give you a concussion? Never. I'll take my monkey wrench and wreck this motor.
One second. Wait a minute. Look.
There. I've kept you from having a headache. Bye.
Oh, now, George, calm down. Bill says we can take his car on the hunting trip.
Sure, you can take mine, George. I do lots of hunting in my car.
Where do you hunt, Bill?
Up and down Hollywood Boulevard.
There's no wildlife on Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, silly girl.
This is a different kind of hunting we're going to do, Bill. So for once, get your mind off women.
Well, okay, George. From now on, I'll concentrate on Mother Nature and the trees and the flowers.
Good.
Are you an outdoor lover, Bill?
Oh, yeah. Not bad indoors, either.
Bill, can't you think about something besides women? Think about animals.
All right, George. I'll think about those soft little creatures running around in Griffith Park and
Oops, there I go again.
This guy is murder. Now, look, Bill, do you want to go hunting or don't you?
I do, George, I do. But it's hard for me to forget women.
Oh, bother the women.
Oh, don't suggest that. He'll never go hunting.
You're not kidding. Come in.
Come on, Mr. Judson and Meredith and I are ready.
Yeah, I'm hankering to do some shooting.
Me too.
Yeah. Now, let's get going. I want to shoot some rabbits.
You think you can hit one, little man?
Oh, George is a wonderful shot. He can shoot from the shoulder or he can shoot from the hip.
Yeah. I can't wait to get out there and take a couple of pot shots.
Shoots from there, too, huh?
Let's go. Let's go.
I've almost got my fur coat.
Yes, George is the only one who hasn't shot anything.
Yeah? Well, watch this. There's a rabbit at the foot of that tree.
Oh, wonderful. Now I've got a hat.
A hat?
You knocked the bird's nest out of the tree.
Let's move on to another spot.
Well, you'll soon have your coat, Gracie. I've got 5 rabbits. How many you got, Doc?
7.
Meredith?
9.
Judson?
12.
George?
Oh, shut up.
Gracie, George is becoming more and more depressed about his poor marksmanship, but I think I've got a plan to restore his self-confidence.
Oh, what is it, Doctor?
Well, you take the rabbits that the rest of us have shot and go around behind that big rock. Now, we'll tell George that there are rabbits on top of it, and every time you hear him shoot, toss one over the rock.
Oh, and he'll think he killed it.
Exactly. I'll tip off the others and we'll get started. Mm.
George, look. There's a rabbit on top of that rock.
Where? I don't see it.
It's there. Shoot.
Okay. Well, I'll be darned. I hit it. It fell right at my feet.
Hey, there's another on the rock, George.
I don't see it.
Go ahead. Shoot.
Okay. Again, I got one.
Yonder's another one, George. Same spot.
Well, I can't see.
Never mind. Just shoot.
3 in a row. Boy, I got eyes like a hawk.
There's another one, George. See right there on top
of it. Never mind. I can see it. Hey, I'm terrific. Bang, and I've got a rabbit. Another one? But I didn't even shoot. I just said bang. Well, I'll be hanged. Wait a minute. There's something phony going on here. Bang, bang. I thought so. Who's behind that rock?
Nobody but us rabbits.
Gracie, come out of there. Making a fool of me in front of everybody.
Now, don't blame Gracie, George. We were all in on it to help you.
Yeah, we were.
I don't need your help. You can all go home and leave me here alone. I'll get my wife a fur coat.
Well, when will you be home, dear?
I'm not leaving these woods till I've shot something.
Well, at least come out in November to vote.
Never mind. Just run along.
All right, dear. And whatever you shoot, I'll wear it. I knew you could do it. I'm so proud of you.
Are you really happy with what I shot?
Oh, you bet I am, darling. I'll be the only woman in town with a cowskin coat.
Bill Goodwin speaking. The Burns and Allen Show has been a presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.